WWIB, quarter to six and 8 degrees above zero. And it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And our friend Jason Kantz is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another winter storm watch is in effect for western Wisconsin.
It is. It's building back again, and it's right in time for Christmas travel for people.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it looks like noon tomorrow until 6 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even know what to think of it. I was outside, and there was snow in the air last night, and I was like, okay, I love snow this time of year, but that's about enough.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I hear you. It's beautiful, and you've been trying to capture the beauty with some photographs and such, but... Yeah, I know. Yeah. Our big holiday trip to my in-laws, kind of cool, like sharing that. My wife's parents have lived in the same house. People hear this maybe every Christmas. Maiden Rock, like her whole life. Yep. And she's had every Christmas Eve there except for the 2 years we were in Liberia. So the plan's to be there. And it looks like maybe that'll be doable on Saturday, but the road there is a little rough, huh?
Right, yeah, I think so. Yeah, my mom is supposed to come. She was supposed to come on Friday, and it looks like that may get shifted. We'll have to kind of keep an eye on that, but it would have been great to have her here for Christmas Eve morning, but we'll see. I don't know quite what will happen yet with that.
You get older, your kids, Grace took off from Madison yesterday to see a friend and do some traveling, maybe with the Milwaukee relatives, see a new baby in the family, and all of a sudden it's like, when was she planning to come back? Because Thursday's not going to be the best travel day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you had that when you were in college, but I know for me in college, I would drive during terrible weather.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm at the point in my life now where I'm like, oh, there's snow in the forecast. I think I'll just stay home.
Yeah, I would go like every Thanksgiving. That's what's as you say that. That's what's standing out to me is a particular like Wednesday, the Thanksgiving Eve or something. I mean, and you somehow make it, but you're like, wow.
Oh. Right. Yeah, that was really dumb. And then you do it again the next year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right.
Do I hear Dawson in the background?
It is, yeah.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. I thought I heard his laugh.
He's actually going to read from Letters to the Beloved this morning when we do John 1:14. Question of the morning in, one other quick note on that. I was reading in the headlines, and Dawson will have this headline after 6, but they're saying they're concerned about more power outages because of the strain on the power line from the last storm, and now you got another one coming. So,
right. Yeah, again, just really grateful for the folks working with the power companies because, right, you know, getting out in the cold and the wind and keeping us functioning, man, that is just, it's such a gift to us, and I think it's easy to overlook the hard work that they do, and just thankful for them.
And it seems like we get used to the idea of a power outage being maybe in the spring or summer, fall, when there's like a tornado, in the winter. Wow, that's a lot more serious.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we got John 1:14 today. You go first.
Such a great verse.
Jason, you got it first.
Yeah, so it says, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
And Dawson's got it from Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary.
Yes. My Son, who is eternal, wisdom and unending creativity, became human and lived among the people, infinity embodied. Many people witnessed the glory of God shine forth from his life. To see him was to see me, 100% grace and 100% truth. Too often those who claim to know my Son either pretended he did not care about the truth, but only some squishy tolerance they call love. Others imagine that his grace only went so far before Jesus would drop the hammer. Your finite mind cannot grasp the infinite love. Neither grace nor truth is diminished.
Before you comment on that, Jason, I just want to say he sounded so much better reading that than me that I want to pre-record him for other days. So thank you, Dawson. But go ahead, Jason. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it is a hard concept, right? I mean, the idea that we can fall off of either side of that horse, and Jesus is fully truth, fully grace. you know, I like that phrase in there, infinity embodied. And, it's so difficult to grasp, but I think wonderful for us to wrestle with, especially in this Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. I want to just say this, as we are imitators, called to be imitators of grace and truth. And I was just in a group called Grace and Truth, a book by Preston Sprinkle over 10 weeks. And so we were having that conversation. And myself and one of the senior members of the group, at least in the first half, we talked about we've become much more graceful in later years than in earlier years. And I think that all I want to say in that regard, and you guys chime in, I think we need to lead with grace.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that used to be my pinned tweet on Twitter was err on the side of grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
You know, and I think that's the, you know, and I do, I seek to be loving and tolerant, but recognizing that there is truth found in Christ.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Jason, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as we get into that winter storm watch. All right, here on WWIB. All right, we've got our birthdays. We checked the listener line. I don't see any birthdays there, and so we proceed. Diane Scootley, happy birthday. She's got a birthday fundraiser for Wisconsin Right to Life, trying to raise $200. Way to go, Diane. Also, Chris DeWitt is somebody that my wife has known through international missions. He's from South Africa. Chris with a birthday today. Emily Hintz, also. Gordon Halverson, been a few years since I saw Gordy. Happy birthday. He's a great brother in the Lord. Speaking of great in the Lord, Louise Custer. She is a great sister in Christ. Louise, happy birthday today, along with Josh Cooley. I'll tell you what, this is like an all-star day. Lisa Patro, former, she worked here in high school, later her broadcast journalism career in radio and television. And Lisa with a birthday today. Marv Pennock, Virginia Selvig, Matt Selvig, the former co-host of this show a few years back. You know him more recently as Mats and Matt. His mom with a birthday today. And Steve English, Marv Pennock. That's a lot of birthdays today, Dawson.
It's funny you say that because in terms of like celebrity birthdays, not too many. I believe we got five total.
You go ahead and take them.
Starting off with former KISS drummer Peter Criss turning 77 years old.
I had thought of us wearing the KISS paint today, but
we might be.
Passed on.
You all wouldn't know.
Elsewhere. You go ahead and take them.
Sure. TV producer Dick Wolf from the Law & Order franchise, 76 years old.
I was never big on that show. I mean, I just haven't watched it too much.
Can't say I ever got too much into it either, but Dick Wolf, a long and accomplished career.
This is a crazy one here.
a TV and YouTube personality named Sandra Lee, but her channel's name is Dr. Pimple Popper, turning 52 years old.
So she focuses on what?
Well, we can assume something from her name. I don't know if it's just a moniker or if it is also the subject of her videos. I don't know if she's actually a doctor.
You know, I wouldn't mind being a YouTube personality and such, but I mean, the idea of
going around, your fans are calling out that
Pimple Popper, yeah, no, it's kind of crazy.
I think that's something you couldn't really escape.
Two more.
Movie director Todd Phillips, directing Joker and Hangover films.
52.
Sequel to Joker in the works, apparently. Mm-hmm. 52 years old, and Jonah Hill, 39 years old recently, known for his role in Don't Look Up. That'll do it for the birthdays.
Promise of the day, number 354.
I will seek after those who worship me in spirit and truth from John 4:23.
So good, it's worth repeating. I will seek after those who worship me in spirit and truth. Go check the devotion at 365promises.com.
You're listening to the Wib Wake Up Show, and we are here to update you on what's gone on over the course of history on December 20th.
You know, I love doing the Wib Wake Up Show, and I get the responsibility and privilege of the early morning, 5:30 to 7, before a pros pro, Caleb Swenson, a young broadcaster of the year finalist for the state of Wisconsin, comes in to join me. He's away. He and his wife, Lindsay, just had a wonderful, fantastic baby son, Teddy, over the weekend. But I'll tell you what, if there's a weakness on this show, and I'm sure there's more than one, it's that we don't highlight enough what happened on this day in history. So let's do this.
Yeah. Taking a look what's going on all the way back.
Yep.
In 1606, on December 20th, the Virginia Company loaded three ships with settlers and set sail to establish Jamestown, Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in the Americas.
Learning history on the Wib Wake Up Show, I gotta love it, kids.
Yeah.
doing some learning even before school. On this day in 1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the United States.
Interesting.
Wow.
South Carolina's reference there. Recently, I've came into possession of a bunch of newspapers from Charleston, South Carolina, all the way back from 1947.
I had not known you did.
Yeah, it was within the last week. Mom and I were unloading some boxes, and I just came across them in this sort of storage area. Yeah. Speaking of history, a year before that, however, in 1946.
Love it.
The Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before its official premiere.
Wow. I mean, that movie, talk about a classic. Enduring all those many years. 1998, on this day, a 15-pound concrete garden frog, that was the frogman yesterday, was returned to its home in Swansea, Massachusetts, after a seven-month vacation. The owners had received a letter saying the frog just needed to get away from the grind of garden life, but would be home for the holidays. That is a bizarre story.
Wow.
What happened in 2007?
Queen Elizabeth II became the oldest ever monarch of the United Kingdom, surpassing Queen Victoria, who lived for 81 years, 7 months, and 29 days.
Just 5 years ago on this day, Lady Gaga signed a $75 million Las Vegas residency deal for the MGM Park Theater. And finally,
just 3 years ago in 2019, the United States Space Force was founded, an armed forces branch dedicated to space warfare.
Wow, there you go. We're living in the 21st century, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, George Jetson. And George Bailey.
Very good. Very good. You're listening to The Whip Wake Up Show.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
103.7 WWIB. All right, The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. And we got our buddy Caleb is away. Of course, he and his wife Lindsay had their son Theodore, goes by Teddy, and he came in at over 9 pounds. And so we're celebrating with them. He's off this week. And so I think his return on the show will be the Wednesday after Christmas. So in the meantime, he did wear so many hats around here. One of them is as social media. He posted, "What's something you do every Christmas?" on the WIB Facebook page. What are some of the answers we got?
Got quite a few. Starting off, go to a candlelight Christmas Eve service with my family. It's part of my Christmas.
Now we can share the names. That's Elisha. Sue says, make fudge and spritz cookies. And Suzanne says, eat fruitcake every Christmas.
Donna, do not decorate my house for Christmas. do not and decorate my house for Christmas and all my children grown and have their own families. So they decorate their house and I get to go visit.
Ah.
And they don't have to worry about taking it down.
There we go. Donna also says sleep.
Good to catch up on sleep.
Amber says make eggnog. I had a little bit of eggnog the other day. Michael was inquiring about the eggnog, and my sense was he was going to polish it off. So I had just a little sampling.
Carol and Carolyn, or rather Carol and Dawn saying bake cookies, a classic Christmas time activity.
And also Caroline says we run barefoot in the snow across the yard and back. We call it the Swedish run. My grandpa was 100% Swedish. Wow.
Huh.
Do you want to start that family tradition?
You know what? I think you give it a shot, and I'll see where you're at afterwards. Maybe I'll join you the year after.
Yeah, whatever.
So many options to choose from. Liz saying go to my grandparents' house. Linda with go to church and spend time with family. Shannon saying eat too much.
Yeah. Also, what you do every Christmas. Ashlyn says spend time with family. Roxy says takes lots of photos. I love to look back and remember the joyous moments. Pauline says survive the month. You know, in terms of photos, though, in recent years, it doesn't matter. Beyond Christmas, it's if you're a parent, that whole idea about capturing things, particularly on video, and then it's like that fine line between just enjoying the moment and then trying to capture it for posterity. But yeah. I'm like, the tension is there. When are you ever just living it, you know?
I feel that.
So I think you will experience that as a parent someday. All right. Also, Pauline says survive the month.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Finally, Shelly saying cry when we sing Silent Night. Well, Shelly, if you enjoy that song, then we can share it with you now.
All right, it's Tuesday Trivia, WWIB. I've liked this music better. We've used it for The Price is Close Enough, but it's the updated Price is Right theme song, and why not here on Tuesday Trivia? Dad and Dawson here taking your calls at 723-2555. First of all, prizes. I've got a beautiful Christmas ornament. You'll find him laying in the manger. Okay, I'm thinking this is from Ann Wilson. Anyhow, also, I've got a card for the We Are Messengers song, God With Us, going with the full CD from the soundtrack to the movie off Netflix, the Christian musical, A Week Away. This is about when the weather is nicer, summer camp, A Week Away. Mm. Some of your favorites from Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, part of the soundtrack, 12 different songs. So all of that for the winner in Tuesday Trivia, 723-2555. We've got the question.
I think people are waiting for the question.
Yes, the question is 723-2555. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? Americans.
Mm-hmm.
330 million of us spend $45 billion a year on what? Let us know. 723-2555.
We got a caller.
Yeah.
So see if I can put him on.
Press it and then press that button on the bottom. Yep. All right. There's the dial tone. All right. So you press the button and then press that other button on the bottom, and now you take him on the air. All right, let me come around and coach.
It's my first time trying to figure out the phones in this capacity here. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Coffee?
Did you say coffee?
Yep.
You must unlearn.
Incorrect, unfortunately. Next caller.
All right, let's we'll keep track of the wrong answers and press subsequent lines and keep the line lit on the bottom.
All right.
We don't use... All right. It's flash. It should flash. So just leave it alone. Once you've pressed it, it's on to go.
All right. Then do we have another caller?
Go ahead. 723-2555. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? All right. We got to get the... Something's...
Pizza?
The answer given to us was pizza, and that is unfortunately incorrect as well.
All right, so we got a couple of good guesses. 723-2555. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? 723-2555 for the beautiful... Okay, we got another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about on their pets?
On their pets.
Another great answer, but also not quite what we're looking for.
Thanks a lot. 723-2555. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? Potentially, this could run us over to 8:15 this morning.
Hello, caller.
Good morning. Is it death?
Did you say death?
Death.
Like,
deathly.
I think she's saying death.
Oh, one more time.
Could you spell it for us?
D-A-S.
D-A-S?
D. Like gorilla.
Oh, Deet?
I'm hearing her say gorilla. Could you bring her audio up? And
I'm trying to bring it up.
Okay. Try it one more time.
Gas. Like for your car.
For your car.
Yeah.
No, well, it's not. I can't. We're trying our best to understand you, but
I think she's coming in. Apologies. I think she might be talking about something that neither of us understand. Neither of us are car guys.
Your car.
So.
Well, I mean.
Gas.
G-A-S, not D-A-S. We're getting the D and the G confused.
Right. Not gas.
I imagine you must
have been frustrated.
Thinking we were going crazy.
Yeah.
Apologies. No, not quite that. We'll take one more.
All right.
Hello.
In honor of Caleb, we'll go with diapers.
Diapers.
Oh, wonderful.
Another
honor
great
of Caleb.
Guess. And that is not correct. We'll spill this over to 8:15. We'll continue with your calls. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? And we'll throw in another CD as well, Stars Go Dim, because this is such a tough question. WWIB. Oh, well, speaking of We Are Messengers, mm-hmm. God With Us, I think we've got that tune.
We're back to it.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the Web Wake Up Show, WWIB. We've got oodles of prizes, a beautiful Christmas ornament. You'll find him laying in the manger, Ann Wilson's song with Josh Turner. Maybe we could get that before 9.
Mm.
Josh with a very deep voice. Anyhow, also, you can get the song, We Are Messengers, God With Us. Plus, You've got a week away, the soundtrack from that Netflix Christian camp musical, which is great. And I'm adding in, because this is such a tough question, Stars Go Dim CD Better. Six songs. The question this morning, and then Dawson has the wrong answers from a half hour ago. And the question's at 723-2555. Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? Americans spend $45 billion a year on what? 723-2555. I think we're going to have to give a hint, but out of the gate, we'll just throw out the question. What are some of the wrong answers we've had?
Coffee, pizza, pets, gas, and diapers were the answers we received, and so far were incorrect.
Again, $45 billion is a lot, so what do we spend $45 billion a year on? Let us know, 723-2555, for a chance at this great prize package. Again, the wrong answer, coffee, pizza, pets.
Gas and diapers.
All right.
I think we've got a caller on the line. Hello.
Let's go to it.
Eating out.
Eating out is not correct, but you're heading us in an interesting and relevant direction.
All right. Next caller.
That's my first hint. All right.
How about cheese?
Cheese. Interesting guess for a show broadcast to Western Wisconsin. Incorrect as well. Good guess, though. Hello?
Hello.
All right. What is your guess?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Another good guess. We're in the food category here, eating out, cheese and chocolate. Not chocolate.
So it is not coffee, pizza, pets, gas, diapers, eating out, cheese, or chocolate. But Vicky's guess of eating out started to head us in a, you should note that direction.
All right, our next guest. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Sherry calling from Fairchild. Shoot, now I'm not going to guess what I was going to guess, because now I should guess something else.
Okay.
All right.
Takeout food.
Takeout food.
No, not takeout.
Not quite.
Hey.
Good guess, though.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready to give the hint. All right, so when I said Vicky's going in the right direction, what I mean is, what can we say? Maybe this $45 billion is not necessarily spent just on the item, but it's something that you may dole out as a result of the item that you bought.
Okay.
There we go.
Continuing the guesses forward. Hello.
Is that milk?
Milk. Interesting. Not milk.
All right.
Back to the top. Hello. Oh.
Is it gratuity?
There we are.
There you got the right answer. Americans spend $45 billion a year on tips or tipping. A gratuity. Who are we talking to? Crank it up here.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to? She's gone.
I think we might have lost.
All right.
Wow.
Well, call back, and we'll get you on the line and find out who our winner was. That's the answer. $45 billion a year on tipping. They talk about 15%, 18%, 20%. And who do you, typical restaurants, but lots of other places. And again, there you go. Congratulations. We'll keep the Christmas tunes flowing here. Weather bottom of the hour, WWIB.
A Christmas classic. I feel like it's putting it mildly for this one.
It's almost the Christmas classic. It's A Wonderful Life. And as we said earlier, around 6:45, it was 76 years ago today that it had a preview for a charity at a New York theater a day before its official premiere, which is tomorrow.
Yes, back in 1946.
I know it.
On December 20th.
There we go. My dad was 7 at the time.
Man.
Well, yeah, indeed he was. All right, so we've got 24 different facts about It's a Wonderful Life. Are we ready?
Yeah, I think so.
The movie is based on The Greatest Gift, a short story by Philip Van Doren.
It's a Wonderful Life started out as a Christmas card. After failing to find a publisher, Stern decided to print his story as a 21-page Christmas card that he sent to 200 of his friends in 1943.
Wow. Interesting. Cary Grant was originally slated to play George Bailey. Ultimately, obviously, it was Jimmy Stewart.
Speaking of Jimmy Stewart, at first he wasn't up for filming a movie so soon after World War II.
Which he served in.
Yeah.
This was Donna Reed's first starring role.
Bedford Falls is one of the most elaborate sets ever built at the time.
In 1946, Seneca Falls, New York, claims to be the inspiration for Bedford Falls.
Interesting. You can visit, It's a Wonderful Life museum located in Seneca Falls.
Interesting. Also, the movie was shot in the summer of 1946 during a heat wave.
Wow. You'd never assume, based on the movie itself, of course, the holiday atmosphere. Snow is rather integral to that. We're going to be.
Now, it's interesting we talk about what they use for special effects, right? Mm-hmm. Because we've got Avatar 2 out with some of the most cutting-edge special effects ever.
Yeah, comparing then to now. Speaking of special effects, a new type of artificial snow was engineered specifically for the movie.
Yeah, the gym floor that opens to reveal a pool actually exists.
Interesting. Located at the Beverly Hills High School and currently being restored.
We're only halfway through. Carl Switzer played Freddy Othello. This is Alfalfa from The Little Rascals.
Huh.
Yeah.
Reed actually broke a window in the Granville house.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Billy wasn't supposed to yell after leaving George's house drunk.
Capra never expected the film to be a classic. He didn't even think of it as a Christmas movie at first.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. Frank Capra, the director.
Mm.
The original final scene had the cast singing Ode to Joy instead of Auld Lang Syne.
Interesting. The film didn't do well in the box office. It even put Capra into debt.
Mm. Yeah. The sacrifices you have to make to do something great. The film actually rose to popularity on TV in the late 70s.
Hmm. Years after its original release. That is crazy. The film marks one of five times...
Beulah Bondi.
Thank you. Played Jimmy Stewart's on-screen mother.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a relationship that surpasses the individual stories they're in.
It's a Wonderful Life was added to the Library of Congress's National Film Registry in 1990.
The FBI flagged the film as communist in 1947, a year after it came out.
Wow. Donna Reed has a daughter named Mary, but she wasn't named after her character, Mary Bailey.
Coming up on the end, Capra, Reed, and Stewart have all called It's a Wonderful Life the greatest film they ever made, and it's hard to argue with them.
Yeah, for Jimmy, I mean, what about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? But yeah, this is beyond that. And producers Alan J. Schwab and Bob Farnsworth wanted to make a sequel.
Interesting. A film that never saw release, unfortunately. Who knows what it could have held?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Even in recent years, that's like 2013. They announced that there would be It's a Wonderful Life, the rest of the story, but it never happened.
Huh.
There you go. It's a Wonderful Life facts here on the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB.
You're listening to The Heart of West Wisconsin.